most dressed in chapel, most in white and soft, and fringed with a linen robe which speaks of London. He was dressed in Eastern linens, fringed with head top, wings and ermine, and in moccasins of buckskin, tipped with strings and leaves embroidered. On his head were blues of swans down, on his hands were canes of foxes, in one hand a fan of feathers, and a bite was in the cutter. Smooth and plucked like a woman's. Shiny, ivory, bright and blacked, hung with rays of scented roses. As a moon the nest has in, to the zone of flutes and zinn, to the zone of bronze and voices, rose the heads and bold appears.
First he mounts to solemn measure, there is low in step and gesture, in and out among the pine trees,
through the pebbles and the sunshine, treading softly like a dancer. Swiftly and still swifter,
whirling the limb round in circles,
leading by the best ascend,
heading round and round so it went.
Till the leaves were twirling with chin, till the frost and wind to better, swept in a haze round about chin.
Sent he soft with